This is a Scoop Audio interview. We're talking with Mick McGowan. He's doing the music and or sound. Well, I'll have to ask him about that as well. For Instructions for Modern Living, which opens at the Arts Festival on the 10th of March. G'day, Nick.
Hi.
Hi. Is it all music, or is it more fiddly than that?
It is pretty much got... There's a lot of music going all the way through the show. So I would definitely say that it's all music, I guess, but it's all theatre as well. We've managed to take music and theatre and squash them together in a truly musical theatre-y way.
Yeah, because of course the other collaborator on the project is Duncan Sarkis, who's known as a playwright and co-wrote the Scarface movie and turned his monologue-based stage show into a book that won him a prize.
That's right. It's a good read too, actually.
Yeah, it is. Actually, the title, Instructions for Modern Living, is that from those stories? It seemed to ring a bell with me.
It's not. It's a kind of a bogus self-help seminar kind of name that we came up with.
Right.
Another that we were toying with at the time was Instant Happiness Guaranteed, which is something that seems to have found its way into the show quite a bit as well.
Yeah. So anyway, but basically, yeah, integrating Duncan's words and performance with your music.
That's right.
Right. And, how did that work? Building it up.
Well, we basically had worked together on a few other projects, and we decided we would hook up and try some stuff, just try working some things together. I knew Duncan was going to be speaking into a mic and that I'd be playing music, but we really had no idea what would eventuate. And we did actually get together and immediately started recording our sessions, and we discovered that we would come up with quite a lot of really interesting stuff just recording and improvising. Mm. And from the threads of improvised narrative and music, that both the narrative and music being born at the same time, we discovered these interesting moods and characters, which we would then be able to sort of chase down further and develop more. The show consists of a kind of a medley of situations and characters and scenarios that thread together and take the audience on a journey through lonely and forgotten places in nighttime Wellington, I guess, or nighttime anywhere.
Yeah.
It's quite a dark, moody piece. I guess it's an expression of stuff that we're exploring both at the moment. Duncan and I are quite interested in what glues people's realities together during the more empty and desolate moments of nighttime, when one begins to question one's existence. I guess I'm hypothesizing that the individual is not at work, a shift worker or something like that.
Yep.
Or maybe the individual is a shift worker, like one of the characters is a radio DJ.
Okay.
Who nobody's calling. He's like a talkback radio host and nobody's calling him. He's going a little bit stir crazy.
Yeah.
And having to sort of fill the dead air with his own story. And it's not something he's thought about, and his analogies and his little useful advices for life are sort of inept and not really thought out, but it's kind of charming and beautiful in their own way.
Huh.
And that would be true for a lot of the characters that we invent.
Right.
We try to take the audience via the kind of hypnotic kind of bubble that the music can create, and with Duncan's storytelling, we try to float the audience away from the theatre, from the reality of where they are, and just take them on a journey. Mm. As all good storytelling should.
Right.
I think the show's strongly about storytelling.
Right, yeah. I was just looking at, you've done a lot of film and television work through Island Bay Studios. I guess that you would sort of, have experience of the way the music can work with the storytelling and that.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for me to do that, to create soundscape or sound score that frames these pieces. It's also something we actively do is try to regard ourselves as musicians in a band, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Like, to me, although Duncan's bringing a text or drama element to what we do, I just regard him as the other member of the band.
Right.
And likewise for him. And we cover for each other and kind of maneuver, I guess I was going to say solo, but that's not really true. We just maneuver the interest, we just hand the interest, hand the baton from one to another. We support each other during certain moments and just move it around quite a lot. And so rather than it being a musical accompaniment to Duncan, it really is a two-part ensemble.
There's a lot of I was just thinking about this festival. I think you might have been part of the multimedia package. There's a lot of very tightly integrated shows, working theatre with sound and with video.
And with visuals, yeah. Multimedia, it's a buzzword.
Yeah.
We certainly are that, but if there's a spin to what we're doing, it is this. That we make all our stuff live on the stage. So the pictures that Duncan is VJing, essentially, he's mixing in real time on a vision mixer using old videotapes. He's got a big stack of, like a big stack, he's got a little set of shelves with about 80 videotapes or more that he's found from just all over the place, like the dump shop and Salvation Army, just anywhere, his grandmother's videotape library. These tapes to just come from everywhere, and they've got all sorts of interesting, weird, random, and obscure footage on them.
Yeah.
And he just will just be constantly cycling material and mixing it whilst he's delivering monologue. And at the same time, I'm creating fairly lush soundscapes with nothing pre-sequenced, no pre-prepared, pre-programmed stuff.
Yeah.
I've got a loop generator that's quite a sophisticated loop generator that can run four synchronous loops, and so I'm able to build soundscapes, but I have to build them from scratch, and I do that in full, fully visually in front of the audience.
Yeah.
I use old analog synthesizers that contain no presets, so they're just covered in chunky knobs, and I have to literally dial up a sound and then feed it into the loop and get it right or get it wrong and try to accommodate the wrong or fix it. So what the audience is able to see is a very we're building it in front of you multimedia presentation.
Great. Well, that sounds quite exciting.
Apparently, Duncan tells me, I'm never really conscious of it, but apparently I make strange Wookiee-like noises when I'm under strain. Because we do make it really hard for ourselves.
Right.
We make it incredibly difficult in order to present that visual show.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're all familiar with going to a great electronic band and being somewhat disappointed that they're just jabbing a button every now and then on a laptop.
Yeah.
And we've gone the opposite of the way. We've made it as difficult and as physical as possible for ourselves, just so that people can watch.
Well, knowing that it's all happening right there is always another element of excitement.
Yeah, so people can you're right to call it an element, so they can tune into that element if they want, or they can just lean back, close their eyes, and listen to what is essentially a radio play.
Yeah.
Or they can just tune into the visuals, which are in themselves a fairly interesting journey.
Yeah. Fantastic. So that's Instructions for Modern Living at the Arts Festival starting on the 10th of March. Nick McGowan, thanks for talking to Scoop.
You're welcome.